meeting you here in your bed in the middle of the night. But you said I could come over, remember? You never said you had to be awake, or that I had to knock, or that I couldn't come in through the window. As a standing over, that all the night is as good as time as any. I hope you don't mind me being here. I hope I'm not bothering you. Am I, baby girl? You looked kind of as it was on the camera. Around so much. So I thought I'd come over and help comfort you to sleep. But if I'm being a bother, I could leave if you want. I'd only be leaving very, very reluctantly. But I'd leave all the same if that's what you want. Right here, where my darling sweetheart needs me. There's nothing wrong with having mommy stay with you through a rough night. In fact, I'd sleep with you in bed every night if you let me. Just because you're an adult doesn't mean you're too old to sleep with mommy. Besides, I'm not that much older. But anyway, so, what's on your mind, cutie? Not in a very talkative mood. On my mind, and then you can see if you wanna open up about what's on yours. So, personally, right now, I'm thinking about how lucky I am to be in the bed of the cutest, most precious girl in the entire world. Which is a feat, let me tell you that. I feel like the luckiest woman in the world to be able to date you, to be able to call you mine, which I do often, because it's one of my favorite things to say. I'm so honored when you let me run my fingers through your hair, or place your head down on my lap, or just to rest on. I'm blessed that you let me watch over you, even if the cameras are probably a bit too much. But I just feel so uneasy if I wasn't always. I have an overwhelming instinct to protect you, and I worry you're in danger every moment I'm not watching. And I am, of course, talking about this little darling teddy bear. Now, do you feel up to telling mommy what's on your mind? Giving my good girl trouble? Was it a bad dream? I'm there. Do you like something like that? I'm guessing you would. Tell you what. Can I touch you? Can I say, wrap my arms around you and hold your precious little head to my chest? Do you want me to hold you a little tighter? Of course. If my good girl wants it, my good girl gets it. And you are my good girl. emergency malfunction. I guess what I'm trying to say is that I love you very, very much. You are my very, very good girl, after all. And sometimes myself up to you, or pull the stars from the night sky to give them to you. But you like this, right? That's good. It's very simple. A lot simpler than pulling the stars from the sky. Not just because it makes you happy, although I do like that too. It just feels right. You're mine. Holding you is only natural. I share someone as special as you. When you look at me, I think about what a great honor it is that your eyes met mine, and I want the honor completely to myself, to hoard it all for me and only me. You told me earlier about you being so touch-starved, I'd be a lot more physically clingy. I was holding back a bit before now, as hard as that is to believe. I know I must already seem touchy-feely to you, but that was actually how I act when I'm restraining myself. I wasn't holding back. I'd probably stick to you like glue every second of the day. So, correct me if I'm not reading you right. But does this mean I can be, you know, less strained to future? Like if we go on a walk, something, I can climb to you, right? Or do I have to ask first? Or is it like a blanket permission kind of thing? And we're in private. Can I just hug you whenever? I mean, obviously I'm not gonna hug you when you're carrying a pot of hot water or something. But I mean, other than those sort of situations, can I? Okay. Thanks for clearing that up, baby girl. You're such a sweetheart. I know it must seem in the walls, but hugging without permission is where she draws the line. But even I have my no-nos. I try, to some extent, to be a level-headed person, because I love you. But anyway, I'll be here. hugging you a lot more from now on. So look forward to it. Only thing I forgot to tell you. You're very brave. Mommy just wants you to know that. Weren't telling me about your problem. You were willing to make yourself vulnerable, opening up to me like that. And that's just one more thing I love about you, baby. I was really happy. Not just because it's a positive trait. Being brave like that. But also because it's a sign of certain level of trust in me. Thank you, from the bottom of my heart. As my baby is starting to get sleepy, 'cause I certainly am, which is weird. I just thought a chance to stare at you more. I want to be able to experience this joy every night. Even just seeing you in person as I fall asleep is a treat. You're more lovely to see in person rather than just on camera. Of course, you're a Cypress or eyes either way. And make this a regular thing back at my place if you'd like. Just the two of us every night. My place is super clean and tidy. And I hid all the creepy stuff, like your pictures, in a secret room. So I won't be in plain sight to disturb. Music to my ears. Tomorrow.